service this evening. This is a service I'm honored to be a part of because our mothers are the focus of the day, along with God who has given them wisdom. And so in recognition of that, I would like to go to a simple song in the church hymnal number 83. Tonight our focus, I would like to see us focused around the thought of our mothers and what they have done for us, as well as that's going to take us, I'm guessing, into songs of heaven, because there are those mothers that have gone before us, grandmothers. So my quest this evening is that it would be worship. And I will take two selections from you after this on your choice. And let's give it to the mothers to give us two selections after this song. Number 83, this is a simple song. And I think about this, we love to sing around our King and hail him, blessed Jesus. My mother taught me about Jesus. And in family worship, we would gather around and sing a lot. And today I treasure those moments. Let's sing this song in worship. Number 25. I love this song. This song was sung at our wedding, and I really enjoy the volume that comes from this. Let's have the sisters sing the second verse, and then we'll join all together in the third and fourth after that. There. Just think of your whole life as a song, and we have a song later about eternity in a men's group. The whole volume of life is a tune he is playing that we're going to reflect on later, thinking, wow, I made it. I think of that with that last, in the triumph song of life. Anyone else? 84. Thank you. Charles Wesley wrote this. The music is well put with the words. Let's have the men sing the third verse on this song.
Oh,
three brethren come up and share. We'll begin with Alan, and he'll begin first, and then after that, it is Brian Byers and Daniel Burke. Just some few short things about their mothers. We'll give you the time.
Good evening to each one. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here. Well, my mother, most of you, these are not my right glasses. I don't like them. They're my readers. I couldn't find my right ones. You all are blurry. So I'll go like this, I guess. Most of you probably never met my mother. Other than maybe some of Glenn's family, they would have years ago already and probably remembered her. She's passed on already, and since the same year my first wife Esther did, 2010, yeah. Anyways, she was a very godly mother. One thing I really remember about her is, as I think about maybe her, you know, different points about her, and very, very patient. And I know different people already had mentioned that, wow, she is very patient. I mean, Dad was, a lot of times he was a salesman and he went out on the road, and I don't know if it was her choice to go with. I remember being with as a little one, and she could just sit there in the vehicle and wait for hours, and you know, while he was doing his business. So yeah, she was, and I hardly ever heard her complain. And if she did, it was very needful, I thought. And I thought, man, she should make more of a fuss about something that was not in line, but she didn't. She did it in just kind of quiet tones, maybe more, you know, that I didn't know of. But very enduring. I think she really learned to do without a lot of things. One thing I remember, going with her to the laundromat to wash clothes, and I could never figure out why she didn't use her wash machine. There it was. She had a brand new wash machine. Well, she said it's not hooked up. Well, why don't we hook it up? Well, just don't have time yet, and we just never got it done. You know, because Dad didn't hook it up or something like that, she could have said, but to me it was just not hooked up yet. And I remember then my grandpa came up one time and he hooked it up for her. Never ever really remember hearing her raise her voice. She was a very gentle person, quiet. She taught mainly by example. I say, you know, more quiet. If we did something, boy, we knew we was out of line, she would maybe do vase besser and give us a good spanking. You know better. And it seemed to get the point across. And later on in her life, she got Parkinson's and she suffered. And even through that, she was very patient and took it without very little to any complaining that I ever heard. And so she was a real good example, I feel like my mother was, to pattern a life after. The last part of her life, she suffered lots. One of the last times I've seen her, when she lived in Alberta, Canada there, she was not a person that was adventurous or to go somewhere on her own, you know. It was more only if Dad would go, and I just felt like, you know, maybe she was getting to her last years, that maybe she was afraid to die, you know, and I asked her, Mom, are you afraid to die? Don't be afraid to die. Jesus is waiting there ready to take you. And at that point, she could hardly talk, but she just looked at me, and I knew she agreed with me. You know, she looked over at me and agreed with me, and it wasn't but a couple of weeks later that she went on to be with the Lord. So I appreciate my mother very much. I got a little quote here my wife found for me here, entitled, "But Only One Mother." Most of all of the other beautiful things in life come by twos, by threes, by dozens, and hundreds. Plenty of roses, stars, sunsets, rainbows, brothers and sisters, aunts and cousins, but only one mother in the whole world. Only one mother. I mean, we can all say that. So if we really love our mother, I think we all probably know what the test is, to, you know, be obedient to her. And we all know what our mothers would want us to be and have to be and have us to grow up to be. And so I think that's a real test. Do I really love my mother? Thank you.
When I was asked this morning to give something on my mother, there's a lot of things I've thought of. One first and foremost thing my mother taught us is to love Christ. She was a mother who believed in her Lord. And if it wasn't for that, I don't think any of us would be here. She's told me many times, she's praying for me. She was a loving and caring mother. I've got a habit of, my wife says I work too hard. There's a reason for that. My mother taught us to work and work diligently. She is thrifty. She always had three large gardens, and that's one thing I could never figure out. In each garden, they weren't small. In my book back then, they were huge. And unfortunately, I was one of them that seemed like was the only one that got to pull weeds. But come winter, she planted peas, corn, tomatoes, potatoes, and I always thought she planted too much. She had three grown boys, plus a husband and two daughters. And she always made sure things kept going. I remember sitting under the shade tree shelling peas day after day after day after day. Come winter, I realized why. We had to be fed, and she made sure that was done. And we always had plenty to eat. She always planned ahead. Seemed like every time we thought we might be catching up, she always had something else in mind. And one of my earliest memories of my mother, I imagine most of you have your tonsils yet. Back when I had my tonsils taken out, they went and left their young'un at the hospital with total strangers, and they had to go home. They could not spend the night in the hospital like we can today. As a three-year-old, I was only 3 years old when my tonsils were taken out. I did not get any sleep that night. Next morning, nurses came in, took me away, and I still crying. Next thing I did, and I knew, I woke up in mother's arms. And when it come to clothing, my mother did not always go out and buy new. She believed in thrift shopping. And when her and her mother went thrift shopping, these things, I tell you what, I can remember. I bought a 1980 model Chevette. It's only a couple years old. She came to me one day and said, "Brian, can I borrow, Mom and I buy your car to go garage selling?" I said, "Go ahead." When she come back and I seen that car, I think she should have more or less asked Dad for the pickup. She saved wherever she could. She didn't go out and just buy anything from the store that she wanted, that she thought she needed. She made her bread. She made her noodles. And one thing that was a highlight in my life, when the day came, Mom made bread. When I got older, there's three boys and a husband waiting around the stove for when that first loaf came out of the oven. It didn't have a chance to cool down before it was devoured. She always made one extra because she knew we'd be in there to take care of the first loaf. She didn't mind that. But one thing she did mind, and I found out very early in life, when she sends you out to the tree to get the switch to use on your bottom, I found out the hard way. I found me one, took it in there. She gave the first swing and it went into a zillion pieces. That never happened again because she went out and got the next one. And I knew I was in deep trouble. Yes, I got spankings. I thought some of them were unnecessary. But as I look back on it now, it was the prayers of my mother and her firmness that put me in the place I am now. Yes, I have struggles. But she was the one that if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I'm at. Not too many years ago, I called her and we were talking. Well, after Dad was killed, I called her pretty well every week for quite a few years. It seems like things got busier with the family and all. And some other things intervened that I wasn't appreciative of, but Mother has mellowed out about some things. In this one conversation we were talking, just having a good general conversation. I didn't call Mother today because I know in 2 weeks I will gladly be there. We're going to Jonathan's wedding and we'll be staying at Mom and Todd's. But there's one other thing I forgot. It's one thing Mom never did is if you broke something, you fess up to it, you stand up to it, and you don't. In 1970, we built a brand new dairy barn. Got it all ready. You know how cows are, critters in general, with something new. It ain't like us humans were ready to get in. They're not. So we were up, and we had one row of solid fluorescent lights down the center of the barn. And I remember her at the table one time we were eating. And her comment was, "The first person to break any of them fluorescent bulbs are going to be in trouble." Okay, we knew what that meant. Yes, Mom helped in the barn quite a bit when us children were growing up. She got married, I believe, on her 18th birthday. Why? She wouldn't let none of us, but I see why now. She had Luann when she was 19. She had me when she was 20. She had Kevin when she was 21. So she was busy working in the barn. So I can very, very easily tell my mother's age. She is 73 years old. She is exactly 20 years older than I am in 1 month. But anyways, we were putting cows in and they were being cantankerous. They would not go in their stalls. They would not want to come in the barn. And one cow was in the barn fixing to go past Mom, and she was determined it wasn't. So she had a stick, and she come up over her head straight like this. And when she come down, that stick went right between both rows of them fluorescent bulbs. And she just hunkered and till the glass got done raining down. Dad was chuckling, I was chuckling, and her comment was, "That's not funny." We chuckled for that for quite a while, but that taught me a lesson that you don't ever say something because it might happen to you. We never made mention of it because we knew what would happen. But anyways, now on the one of these conversations I was talking to Mom here a few years ago. We were just talking, chit-chat back and forth, asking how things are going, et cetera, et cetera. And towards the end, she said, "Brian," she said, "thank you for staying faithful. I've got two brothers that they go to church, but one goes to a very, very, very liberal BMA church. The other one, Todd, he goes to a church there. At one time, it was a split off of what Mom does, but I don't know what their beliefs are, but it doesn't seem like it's a very conservative church. So I just bless my mother for all the prayers she has sent up in my behalf."
I'm very privileged. I want to say I love my mom and my grandma. I'm privileged to have both of them here tonight. And there is probably a lot I could say. I will try to give a few highlights. She taught us how to work, and she taught us to persevere. Some of the few things I remember is mowing and weed eating and working in the garden. One of the things we did as a family was pick blackberries, wild blackberries. And we would sell some to the people in town. And that is some of the things I learned along that. We'd make paths in the middle of these blackberries. And learning to take care of those scratches. There is lots of thorns, and I think that's an illustration for the rest of life as well. We are going to face those thorns, and she would also make those paths. Is also it could be an illustration of our life isn't always easy, but making those paths. I remember also being very thirsty out there picking blackberries, and that time, I guess I had to learn patience because I didn't see how I was going to make it back to the house. I knew how far the house was. And it also taught us many good memories. Me and my sisters, I don't remember if Michael was along. In schoolwork, she was, she helped me out a lot there. And she wanted me to do my best. Even if schoolwork wasn't easy, she wanted me to do my best. I also remember one thing. At a very young age, me and Dorcas went to the bank and set up a savings account. And it wasn't much that we put in there, but it was important. I think the thing for her to do was to teach us to save. Another thing that I remember, there's a picture. It has me and Dorcas on it. We were pretty young. I always remember at the time that picture was taken, I didn't feel the best about it. It was at a stream. My sisters were taking portraits, for school or something. And it was back in the days where they had film. And they get low in film after a while. And so me and Dorcas were going to get, or we were in pictures too. well, we had to share the picture. And I think it's very important for us to learn to share. And I think of that when I see the picture. So, sharing may not be easy, but it's worth it. And then there's those scary times, the driver's test. I remember getting my permit and coming out of Marshall, that first curb. I mean, it seemed like it should have been pretty easy, but it kind of was scary there. And I also remember being in Springfield at the mall and not observing the stop sign and having somebody honk. And I know that my mom went through a lot. I also remember some things about grandma mowing her yard, and that was really actually a very enjoyable time. I would have a soda to look forward to afterwards. Also sleeping upstairs at her house. And then she also took us to town. I think it was just me and Dorcas sometimes. We'd sometimes go to a restaurant, sometimes get pizza, and those are very precious times. We have two chicken houses being built behind our house. And we have a lot of things to watch. First off, we knew they were going to be built there. First off, there were just little flags. You couldn't see much purpose of what was going on. And then there were some, it would seem like, unearthly hours. And I think mothers also face this of training in unearthly hours. I think it was before 5 o'clock in the morning, the sky became lit up, and they were on the purpose of getting concrete poured. And I think that's another good thing. They're working at foundations, a good foundation. And as we went along, those buildings didn't have much rhyme or they slowly took frame. And I think mothers are also working at that. They might not be building a building, but they are framing lives, and I'm very thankful for my mother and grandmother.
I want to thank you, brethren, for sharing. I enjoyed that. There's a couple of your mothers that I don't know that I've ever met. But it kind of gives us a little bit of a glimpse into your life. You know, we get to know your mother, by the way that you describe them to us, and that's a blessing. I'm so thankful for my mother as well, and my mother-in-law, and also my wife. I think when I think of a godly home, I think of a mother as a real pillar in the home. And I think that's what it should be. So Lord bless you, mothers. We love you. All right. After this song, the children can come forward and stand up front here. Chad has consented to lead them in their singing. We're glad to have him back with us here as well. The song number we're going to be singing is song number 434 in the Christian hymnal. The song is Faith of Our Fathers. It's not Father's Day, it's Mother's Day. And when I think of a godly heritage, I think of a union there of mothers and fathers. And that's what this song is referring to. But I think what we're going to do in the third stanza there, where it says, Faith of Our Fathers, let's change that to mothers. I think we'll just maybe sing the first and last verse. And the third stanza, let's Faith of Our Mothers, Holy Faith. And let's sing it that way.
faith of our fathers is
Jesus loves me in English. Then where I get they sing in Spanish. Right? We'll try to sing in Spanish. It's good to be able to sing other songs in other languages. Let's sing it in English.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so.
Love me, God, Jesus.
Okay. Somebody have a song? No, we took that song off the list, didn't we? No. What's the song on the list? J-O-Y, that's a good song too. All right.
J-O-Y, J-O-Y, J-O-Y must be Jesus first, yes, of last, to others in between. J-O-Y, J-O-Y, J-O-Y must be Jesus first, yes, of last, to others in between.
Remember that, Kate. Jesus first, then others go in between. Right. Okay, how many of you know the song? One of my children's favorite songs. When we have devotions there around the table, they like to sing "If You're Happy and You Know It." You like that song? All right, you may have to give yourself a little bit of space so you can clap your hands and stomp your feet and make all kinds of noise. So let's sing that song. First we say amen, then we clap our hands, stomp our feet, and then we wear a smile. Okay? If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely shine. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely shine. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely shine. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, wear a smile. If you're happy and you know it, wear a smile. If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely shine. If you're happy and you know it, wear a smile.
Now we go four, right? If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, do all four. Amen. Yeah, I'm sorry. I messed up right there, didn't I? All right. Okay. Let's sing one more song. Let's sing the song, "I've Got Peace Like a River." Do you know that song? I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain in my soul.
Children, I really enjoyed that. And happy day, a happy Mother's Day to your mothers. I guess we'd be all be in bad shape if we weren't for mothers, so we were thankful for Christian mothers that taught us some of these songs that the children sang. One of my mother's favorite songs was Trust and Obey. I had to think a while, and I text Margaret to see if she knew, and she texts back, she can't think right now, and then just about 5 seconds later, a text came through and said, Trust and Obey, and yeah, I remember now. Then when she said it, it was Trust and Obey, and then there's others too, but Dad was the one that had all the favorite songs, as everyone knows. One thing I would like to say about Mom, I don't know that she ever raised her voice either, except when she was scared. And she could holler pretty loud. She was very, very soft-spoken, and she was often singing. And a lot of times, if Dad loved to play the harmonica, and he'd be in the living room playing the harmonica, and Mom would be out in the kitchen, working in the kitchen, singing songs with him. I'll always remember that. Them were good times. And I'm glad for the love that my parents had for music, because it gave me a love for music too. I love singing. So Trust and Obey, 465 in the Christian hymnal, 465. Another thing I might just mention is that recently our oldest granddaughter was at a wedding in Texas, and her name is Catherine Raymer. And there were some people there that had been with Mom and Dad in Belize. They asked her if she was related to Floyd and Catherine Raymer. The other, my grandparents. And the lady told her, you really have something to live up to. 465, Trust and Obey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne, for that. My mother had a song that she would sing at every time there was an opportunity to give it out. And we'll sing that next after this. Melissa has a song group, and we'll give that time to her. Let's sing the first two verses, first and last verse of 389 in the Christian hymnal. 389. Now, if you understand my mother, this is quite impactful. And then, so, there's a lot that could be said, but we'll just leave with that.
Thank you. Thank you, girls, for that. That was very beautiful. Lord bless you. All right. At this time, David Peachy will share a favorite song of his mother's, after which Jedediah's family will come up and share a song or two, whatever they have. And after that, we'll have a men's group.
I wasn't sure what my mom's favorite song would be. I called this afternoon, and my mom has advanced Parkinson's, and she had been sleeping, and so Dad asked her, and she said, "Well, just a children's song," and I'm not sure. But one song I remember that I would like to sing, probably more from my grandma, and would be my mom's mom. Grandma, when I was growing up, dad had a dairy farm, and we'd have to get out early in the morning and take care of the cows and milk the cows, feed calves and all that. And one thing I remember, we set up a mobile home. It was pretty close to the barn, and early in the morning you would hear her singing, hanging out her laundry. Because grandma had a stroke years before, and her voice was not, they say she used to have a very beautiful voice when she was younger, but after her stroke, she couldn't control her voice very well. But she would sure sing, and I don't think the birds and the other animals there in the woods minded at all. You knew that she was praising the Lord. And it was a beautiful sound, even though it wasn't on tune or always. But the one song I remember her singing quite a bit, I Owe the Lord a Morning Song, early in the morning she would sing this. And I think we have that here in the church hymnal, page 58. I'm sorry, Christian hymnal. Christian hymnal, page 58. Maybe just a few thoughts. My mother, I'm very blessed with a godly mother, and she was someone growing up. I just have a lot of good memories of her, and very patient. I think she had some unique things that we talk about sometimes. In the mornings, and when you're growing up and you have to get up early, it's not very easy. And she had this thing of coming in and sitting. It was time to get up, maybe 5, 6 in the morning. So she would come and sit on the edge of your bed and start visiting with you, talking. You were just half asleep, you didn't want to get up. And so she would start visiting about this and that. But finally, that's a memory I have of her. She also, I think she spoiled us somewhat. I remember as probably over 20 years old, and in a cold morning, before I went outside, she would quickly go and put my coat in the dryer to warm my coat before I put it on a cold morning. So just a few special things like that. She was a very, a lot of good memories of her. Okay, page 58 here in the Christian hymnal. I thought it was interesting. This song was written by this Amos Hare. He was a Mennonite preacher and wrote this song in 1890. He lived in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And the morning he wrote this song, it was a winter morning, and it had snowed so much Sunday morning that the snowdrifts were too deep to even ride horseback to church, so there was no church that morning. And so he wrote this song, "Oh, the Lord, a Morning Song." I don't have a pitch pipe here, because Nathaniel, you blow This is G.
I know the Lord, a morning song, a gratitude and praise for the kind mercy he has shown in lengthening out my days. He kept me safe another night. I see another day. Now may his spirit as a light direct me in his way. Keep me from danger and from sin. Help me, my prayer.
Good evening. It's good to be here tonight. We're going to sing two songs. And one we sung before, but we're going to sing it again. And the other one we haven't sung. And the first one we're going to sing is On My Knees While Praying. And I have to say that I'm sure that I appreciate my mother and my wife. And it's a... I think mothers are on their knees a lot more than fathers. For some reason, I just think that because I know that a lot of the great, great evangelists and stuff, if they always talk, about their mothers. It's always about them praying. And so I'm just so thankful to have mothers. And like I said, I'm thankful for my wife and. All she is for us, and me and the children. So, and we're going to sing On My Knees While Praying, and then we're going to sing Children of the Kingdom.
and make a brand new start. But in the procedure, I'll have to make you cry. Thought I'll have to purge you and put you through the fire. I want you to be smiling when everything seems wrong. I want you to be praying. We've been playing way too long. I want you to trust me amidst the raging seas. Please, my son, remember, I want you to forgive.
Thank you so much. The harmony that the family sings together, I think, is so good. The group, men's group, can get up together, and we'll have two songs here. The first one is "While Ages Roll," and brings in what am I going to do with my time? I'll keep praising Him. And then our second song, "Between Here and Sunset," this is a song that means a lot to me, and it's my testimony tonight. When the mountain is too high to lower the skies, when the valley is too steep, He'll bring it up. And there's such an impression here for God understands. Between the beginning and the end of your life, He's forwarding it out in a plan. Enjoyed the singing tonight together. God has been praised. There was a vote to have the chorus sing yet, but the clock is telling us it's the end. Should the vote continue, or the chorus, two songs, or shall we? There's a request. We could have it, or we could give the minister there a time. The request is upheld. Let's have the chorus come forward and sing, and then after that, we will give the time to the minister.
My mom asked me this afternoon, is the chorus going to sing tonight? And I said, well, I don't know. And that didn't go over too great. So I said, yes, Mom. actually, I didn't quite, but I asked her if she had a favorite song, and you know, so many favorites, so that's kind of a tough one, but we're going to sing He's My King. Partially in honor of my mom. You all know I love to sing, and you also probably know I got it honestly. Thank you.